Welcome to this Lizzian Events podcast. In today's podcast, you will be listening to Debbie Eisen talking about healing at a soul level. The presentation was recorded at the Lincolnshire Wellbeing Show on the 5th of November 2022. Thank you for listening.
Right, okay, we'll get going. So, hello everybody, thank you for coming to listen to me talk. So, I am Debbie, and I'm a therapist, and I'm trained in about 10 different therapies, and I'm also a therapy trainer. So, at the moment, I train hypnotherapists, past life regression therapists, and individuals wanting to learn Reiki. And I do that because I think there are so many people out there that need help and support at different levels. And with the best will in the world, I can't do that by myself. So the more high quality therapists there are out there, the more people that can be helped, the better the world is. And that's why I also come and do talks like this, because I like to share the knowledge that I have to help other people at whatever level. So whenever I do these talks, I don't tend to plan them. I give them a title and an overview, and I always feel that whatever information is right is for the people sat here in front of me. So thank you for being here and for listening to me. So what we're going to be talking about today is healing at a soul level and how that can help us to reach our potential. Now, we all know we are complex beings and we carry around stuff. Some stuff that's brilliant, other times we pick up issues. And we can have stuff going on at a mental level, an emotional level, physical level, social level, energetic level, or spiritual level. And I like to work with individuals as holistic beings, so we explore all of those different areas and we address whatever needs to be addressed. Now, at the moment within our society, we tend to follow the conventional medical model. And that very much focuses on the idea that we are a physical body, and it is mechanical and chemical processes that take place. And it's also reactive. We deal with stuff when you've already got an accident or an injury or you're struggling. I believe very much that we need to be preventative as well as healing whatever's already happened. And we're now starting to recognise more and more that there is a link between the mind and the body. And somebody who really helped with that was a man called Bruce Lipton. And some of you might have heard of him, Biology of Belief. And he was a medical doctor, and he started to notice that actually the medical side didn't look very well at how the mind affects the body and vice versa. So he did an experiment. And what he did is he got lots of petri dishes and he put stem cells in them. Now, those stem cells were all identical. However, what he did is he put different cultures within those petri dishes. And those cells would change into different things. So in one petri dish, there might be a spleen cell, another one a bone cell, another one a muscle cell. And so he said it depends on our environment as to how they develop. And it's the same with us as human beings. What he also showed was that if you put those cells in a toxic environment, they get distorted, they fail to thrive, they become diseased, or they don't grow as they should. Whereas if you put them in a healthy environment, they thrive. So we're going to be looking at that at an even deeper level. So when he looked at it, he looked at the idea that our thoughts impact our body. And it doesn't matter whether our thoughts are real or imagined, whether it's a real scenario or not, our thoughts trigger off a chemical response within our body. They release hormones. So if we are feeling good about ourselves and the world, those positive hormones rush through our system. They keep everything balanced and working well. If, however, over time we are exposed to things like prolonged periods of stress, if we've lost a loved one or a specific situation in our lives and we're grieving, if we're depressed, if we have a poor relationship with our parents, if we have low levels of self-esteem and we're critical with ourselves, over time, that has an impact on the body. There's lots of negative hormones and chemicals that are released, which then suppress the immune system, and over time, we become ill. Everything doesn't function properly. However, we go an even deeper level to that, and we want to look at the energetic and the spiritual, because that also has an impact. So science shows us that we have got an electromagnetic field around us, an energy field. In the spiritual world, we tend to call that an aura. So that aura at the closest levels to your body represents your physical self, the densest part of you. And as it goes out, it's the mental and the emotional, and then it goes into the etheric spiritual levels. And if we've got an imbalance at any one of those levels, over time it will impact our well-being. It can stop us thriving and living our lives to the full. Therefore, it's important we heal all of those different things. However, at the spiritual level, our highest level, that is our divine blueprint. That says who we're going to be here, what we're doing, what sort of lives we're living. So if we can heal at a spiritual level, that then filters down through all of those other levels and allows us to be well. So that's what I'm going to discuss with you today, how we heal at a soul level. And there are lots and lots of different ways to do this. So sometimes I will use sound therapy with a client. Sometimes I may use energy healing like Reiki. Often when I'm working, I will use hypnosis. So I'm a hypnotherapist. And the reason I use that is because I like the client themselves to come to those realizations and be part of the journey and share with me what's going on. As opposed to me doing it to them, I want it to be a process that they are engaged in with themselves so they get that deeper learning. So some of you will be aware of what hypnosis is, others you may not be so sure. So all hypnosis is a focused state of concentration, where we become more engaged in our internal thought processes and less aware in our external surroundings. So some of you may have experienced things like if you're ever driving somewhere really familiar, you go on autopilot. Or if you're daydreaming, you're going into your own thoughts and you're losing track of everything that's going on around you. Likewise, if you're thinking about something happy or sad from your past, you become engrossed in that thought rather than present reality. So what I do is I use that to my advantage and to the client's advantage by getting into that state very deliberately. And what that allows us to do is access different levels of awareness. So on one level, it's allowing us to access the unconscious mind. Some people call it a subconscious mind. And I visualize that a little bit like a Malteser. So you've got your chocolate on the outside. That's your conscious processes. That's the part of your mind that makes all of your logical choices and decisions. You've then got the part on the inside, which is like a massive storage unit for all your habits, memories, feelings, behaviors, and experiences. And at any time, they can be triggered. We see something, we hear something, we feel something in our environment, and within half a second, our brain needs to decide, how am I going to respond? And that thought will have traveled about 50 meters in our brain to get to that point. Phenomenal. We have then got something beyond us. Not only have we got what's happened in this life, we have got access to our souls, access to who we have been throughout time and space. So, as Doctor Who would say, when we're here, time is wibbly-wobbly, but it's also linear. Actually, there is no time. That concept is something we create as humans. We like to see things as chronological. Whereas when we go to those higher levels of consciousness, at a soul level, time doesn't exist in the same way. Past, present, and future all interplay and interact with one another. And that is where exploring that has remarkable potential for ourselves. Because it means we can heal at very deep levels, at a soul level, which then filters through to this level and makes massive transformations in our lives. So some of the different techniques I use for that soul healing depends entirely on the client that comes to work with me. I have the person and I ask them to go back to the energetic origin where the issue first began. Sometimes people come just because they want to explore that soul level. They don't necessarily have an issue. And we go back and we do what we need to do. So sometimes in order to heal the soul, I will take somebody to a past life experience. Now, what that means is an existence we've lived prior to being in this body. So the idea that this body is our vehicle, it gets us around from A to B, it allows us to have a human experience. However, we are not our bodies. We're an energy, we're a consciousness. So sometimes we need to go and explore what that consciousness did in a previous lifetime, or perhaps even a future lifetime. And that is really powerful. It allows us to experience the significant events that have happened within that lifetime, and then go beyond that to work out, what did we learn? What needs to be healed? How are we going to progress to move forwards? So that may be the healing we do. Other times, it may be that we need to look at soul fragmentation and soul retrieval. So this is the idea that when we've had a traumatic event happen to us, either in this life or a previous life, if it's so scary and so bad, parts of our soul and our energy almost run away. They go into hiding. They're still parts of us, but they don't want to be involved in that trauma. Now, what should happen is when we've experienced that, we would hope they come back to us and make us whole again. However, sometimes they get lost. So sometimes my job is going on a journey with my clients to find the missing parts of their soul, to heal those missing parts and incorporate them back as a whole person. Other times, it may be that there's something external interfering. So that could be a karmic relationship. So it could be either in this lifetime or a previous lifetime, you've had a dynamic with another individual that has become imbalanced. You see, when we're at a soul level, we have different contracts that we make. We say, okay, I'm going to come to Earth and I want to learn this lesson. Who's going to help me? And other souls will volunteer, perhaps to be our friends, to be our family, to be antagonists, to help us learn those lessons. Sometimes, however, it doesn't go to plan because we've all got free will. And either us as individuals or those other individuals maybe violate the other person, harms them in some way, or doesn't fulfill the agreement we've made. And when that happens, it creates karma. You can have positive karma, or you can have negative karma that's holding you back, a debt that you owe. So sometimes you'll find yourself reincarnating with the same individuals over and over again, and it may be a toxic relationship. There may be an imbalance or abuse. So on some occasions at a soul level, I will be working with not only the individual that sat with me, but we will also be making contact with the other souls that have been part of that experience. And there'll need to be a dialogue and a discussion that takes place to work out where the imbalance is started and what needs to happen to put it right. And that can give so much insight into an individual as to perhaps the path they're on or why they've had certain relationships in their lifetime. Other times, it may be that there's more unhelpful types of external energy. So it may be that I need to do some spirit release work. So that is that sometimes there may be an energy or a thought form that's been created. Perhaps somebody's got so much anger or resentment towards another person, it actually manifests as an energetic attack. And a lot of you might have experienced that in your day-to-day life, just where you've had a situation perhaps where you've fallen out with somebody or you know somebody's annoyed at you and you can just feel it. At its extreme, that can stick around in our energy fields. We can also have other types of attachments, so spirits that should have gone to the light and sadly didn't. Quite often they've been afraid or they've wanted to stick around for something or someone on the earth plane. So sometimes my work, I have to give therapy to those spirits and lost souls so that they can go into the light and they can heal. And also there can be other types of energies and entities that want to harm the individual and they need to be moved on and shifted as well. So there are lots of different types of healing that can take place at a soul level. Quite often during that process, we will also draw upon guides. And if some of you work spiritually, you'll be working with guides anyway. What I would always say is if you are working with guides, you only ever ask for the highest and purest. And that any guides you're working with should never, ever be manipulating you. They should never be making you feel bad for doing anything. And they should never, ever violate your free will. If an energy is coming in and claiming it's a guide but is making you feel uncomfortable, probably not a guide and it's probably not helping you, and you can send them away. An actual guide will come in and it will never enter your energy field unless you have an agreement, and it will always be respectful and leave. If you're not ready to access that guide, they will go away if you ask them, and they will understand that you have free will and you have a choice. So what we do is we call upon the highest and purest guides, and quite often you will have a guide that works mm-hmm. with you throughout your life. So you'll have come in with a guide, and some people call that a guardian angel, and they're there to watch over you throughout your lifetime. Other times you may get specific guides coming in that have got a specific role or purpose to help you. So when we're doing this soul healing, we may call upon those guides to give you guidance and information. A bit like a life review. They'll help to tell you what things have been going really well, maybe what things haven't been going so well, and what you need to do to get back onto your path. And that's really special. So through all of these different types of soul healing, what then tends to happen when we do that is we go to a different space. And I like to call it cosmic consciousness or universal energy. We go to a higher plane of existence, a higher dimension. And when people experience that, it's transformative. Some people experience it naturally through meditation or other mystical experiences. Some people will have it as a one-off, whereas other people experience it regularly. And it's amazing. So when you go to that place, clients tend to describe it as pure energy. You lose your physical awareness and you start to have experiences, sensations within yourself that are not produced by external stimuli. So you may see beautiful bright light. You may have different kinesthetic sensations in your body. You may hear sounds like angels singing. And you go to a place of complete bliss, peace, and beauty. And within that space, everything changes because you begin to become aware that we're not separate beings. That's an illusion. We are all one. We're all connected at a higher level. So everything that happens to us happens with everybody else. So if we're healing ourselves, we're also helping to heal other people and vice versa. And as soon as you're in that space, you recognize there isn't that separation. So we don't need to be judgmental. We no longer need to be critical. So we can be full of love and kindness. When people experience that space at a soul level, they tend to become less selfish. People feel less lonely because they realize we're all connected to each other, but we're all connected to everything. People have the awareness that actually we're eternal. And then that allows things like the fear of death to fall away. And it produces feelings of bliss and harmony and hope and love. That is really special. So when we do that healing and bring in those positive energies, when we're then coming back into the room and our day-to-day lives, it leaves us transformed. It means the things that used to worry us, the little niggles, the fallouts, the upsets, are no longer catastrophes. We're able to rationalize them. We're able to see the learning within situations. It helps us to be more loving and giving to ourselves as well as other people. It allows us to recognize that we are not our beliefs. They've been imprinted on us. We're not the things that have happened to us. We're consciousness. We are beautiful. We are divine. And actually, we're allowed to live like that. And it allows us to see the beauty and wonder within day-to-day life. And that is why I think it's really important to take that healing at a soul level, because it creates remarkable change. So in order to get yourself to that level where you're ready for that soul healing, there is a few things you need to do. The first thing is you need to make a decision. I want to heal. You need to decide that you're not the situations that have happened to you and that you are ready to heal yourself at whatever level you need healing. You need to take responsibility for yourself. Lots of people go around with a victim mentality. It's always another person, another situation, something that's being done to them. However, when we take control and say, okay, I'm in control of myself, my actions, reactions, my behavior, that frees us up. That means that stuff may happen to us, but we can take it as learning opportunities as opposed to something that is harming us. Not always easy, but it can help us in a very different way. So when you do all of this, it means you are ready for that soul healing. And as a result, something remarkable happens. So if we go all the way back to the beginning when I spoke about Bruce Lipton and those Petri dishes, he had those stem cells. Now, when those stem cells are first put in those petri dishes, they're identical. They have got something called pluripotentiality. If we transfer that term onto us as humans, we have got the same. When we choose to come into our lives here, we have got the potential to be anything, to do anything, to create anything, to dream anything, to imagine anything. However, very, very quickly, that changes. That has to change because we have to live and function in our society. So we start taking on the beliefs of our parents, the beliefs of our peers, the beliefs of the media, the period of history, the society that we're in. And that's really good because it allows us to function within those constructs. However, it also starts to mean all of those options that were available to us become less and less and less. They get narrowed by those beliefs and identities that we pick up along the way. So by healing ourselves at a soul level, what we're doing is we're saying we're ready to get rid of any of those things that are no longer serving us. We're ready to get rid of any of those elements of our personality that are not helpful. We're ready to release any of those beliefs that are not serving us. We're ready to take on board ourselves, our true selves. We're ready to follow our paths and our purpose and be all that we can be within any given moment. And that's empowering. So I would invite you all, whatever stage you're at, to start exploring your soul. Because when you connect in at a soul level, it makes your heart sing. You're filled with so much love, so much joy, and so much positivity. And it allows all the other stuff to melt away. So that's my talk for today. So has anybody got any questions? So what I'll do then is I will press stop on the recorder, and if anyone wants to come and chat to me at the end, that's fine. But if not, thank you so much for coming and listening to me, and I hope you got something out of that that was right for you at this time. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Lizzian Events podcast. The recording was made at the Lincolnshire Wellbeing Show on the 5th of November 2022.